Hey guys, David here, and welcome to a brand new podcast. Today's episode is slightly different to usual because we're actually bringing in staff members. So every now and again, instead of interviewing somebody else worldwide, we're actually going to interview the staff within FitPro and LeadDeck to really help you understand some of the stuff that we've done within our own fitness business and some of the stuff we're doing to really help with our marketing. So Jess, welcome first of all. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Jess was a little bit nervous about doing this today. She's going to be the first one, so do let her off if it doesn't feel great. But today what we want to talk about is how to improve the sales. First of all, how to improve people showing up to making sure that you're actually getting them onto the phone and turning up for your consultations. And then how to make sure you close that sale and also make sure they don't have buyer's remorse. So I think I was going to start, yes. And I was going to talk about all about once a lead comes in that we need to actually chase these leads down. Because once a lead gives you their contact details, we need to be on it as fast as possible. Would you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, I would say ringing them literally, obviously, as soon as you get the lead notification, if possible, if it's, you know, if you get it overnight, as soon as you get in the morning, that kind of thing, like as soon as possible, get in contact with them.
Yeah.
Start pushing.
100%. And we see a massive difference when it comes to if you call a lead straight away compared to if you phone a lead like 5 or 6 hours later. And the perfect example we can give for that is, let's say a couple had a bit of an argument in the morning, maybe because the partner made a comment about the clothes that this partner was wearing, and or maybe they didn't look good, or maybe you've put a little bit of weight on or something, and that's gone to their head. And now they're thinking, you know what, I really need to do something about this. And they see your adverts, they instantly give you their contact details, submit it, and they're really thinking about all this kind of change in their head. The day goes on, you haven't phoned them, they get home, the partner's brought them a bunch of flowers or some chocolates or something to say sorry, and then that feeling has completely gone. So if you phone them up later in the day, then you've kind of lost them. So like Jess was saying then, phone them as soon as possible will make the biggest difference. So what kind of would we do next once we've actually got them on the phone?
Rather than starting your conversations pushing what you sell, get to know them. Make your thing the solution to their problem, whatever it is. Start the conversation by asking them what attracted them to the advert, what they found interesting about it, what attracted them to say, yes, I'll put my information in. Find out what they're most uncomfortable with at the moment, what's not making them feel great. And work from that bit. So if someone says they want to build muscle, don't try and push them a weight loss program, and vice versa. If someone wants to lose weight, don't start talking to them about doing loads of like heavy liftings so that are going to build loads of muscle, because that isn't what they want.
Yeah, definitely agree. And it's kind of a sell them what they want, provide what they need. Because again, most of all, we know this as Fit Pros, that most of the clients don't really know what they actually want or how it should be done. They've just kind of seen some stuff online and they want to achieve results similar, but they're not sure how to do it. So like when you spoke to them initially, what kind of icebreakers did you have to kind of relax them, especially when you were talking to them on the phone?
So we actually used a call script. So you'd start off with just your average, like, have you ever done anything like this before? Any kind of what your experience is, just that kind of stuff. So you already know whether they're like completely novice or whether they need a little bit more help, and everything's going to have to be explained in a bit more detail. And then mostly starting off with things like, what are you most uncomfortable with at the minute? How would that make you feel? How are you feeling with everything at the moment? What is the problem that you want to work on? And working with that, we had people like crying on the phone, talking about how like in depth they felt, and they buy almost straight away because you can work it to them.
Cool. And let's just pause there. If you are an ads management client of ours, just drop me, Jess, Ella, one, the team, a message, and we'll send you that call script. So you've got everything you need to really go ahead and really start running those sales calls better. And then you explain the program to them, correct?
Yeah, so you would kind of highlight the points in the program that are going to work really well for them. So like I said before, if they're looking particularly for muscle building, then you would maybe talk to them more about your weight-based classes. And if they're looking more for weight loss, you would maybe target it more towards their cardio or how you can make weight classes work for them, that kind of thing. So you would have a sort of script on how you would say it, but just pick out bits that would work more for them.
And then we kind of move on to the actual sale itself, the selling of the program. Now, if someone's ever DM'd you or these comments on your post saying, what is the price? This goes the same for that type of sell to actually selling on the phone. You should never reveal a price first and then explain what they get. It should always be what they get followed by the price, for the simple reason being, if you say the price first, it feels like you're then justifying why you're charging that amount. So if you say, yeah, the program's £200 for the 6 weeks, and I've powered that program, you get this, 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 and this. It's like you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole, where if you can say what they're going to get, so you're going to get nutrition support, you're going to get coaching, you're going to get PT checking in with you once a week, and all this extra great stuff, that's then building a value in their head where they're thinking, oh, you know what? PT sessions, 3 sessions a week, nutrition coaching, and all this extra stuff. Wow, this is going to cost a lot of money. And then you say, yep, the whole price for the 6 weeks is just, well, we used to charge £189. Then think, wow, actually, that's a fair price. Whereas if you said it was £189 and you tried to justify it, it's different. But then the big thing would come, especially when we were on the call, and probably Jess would agree with this, we wouldn't always have to sell on the phone. You might have certain conversations where you think, yeah, guaranteed sale, I can close this on the phone. And then we'd have other sales calls where you phone them up and you're speaking to them and you think, this person isn't going to buy on the phone. It's best to invite them down.
Yeah, if they've got particularly a lot of questions in detail about how the place looks, what kind of equipment you've got, what the coaches are like, what kind of things you have like behind the scenes, are you like weighing scales, that kind of stuff, then you're best to get them down. If there's even sort of like a chance that they might not buy, if you push it over the phone too soon, probably going to say no. If you kind of, and if you're going to get someone down, it's actually almost best to leave the price until they get there.
Yeah.
Just so that they don't talk themselves out of it before they get in.
Yeah, and that's definitely a big thing. So if we're confident and we're feeling like this is going to make the sale, again, we list everything that they're going to get, explain how it's going to basically tick all the boxes of everything that they said they wanted, and then we'd reveal the price, and then you kind of go silent. Because once you reveal a price, the same kind of goes, whoever speaks first loses. So if you say, yeah, it's £189 for the 6 weeks, and you start talking, you've kind of conceded the defeat because you're trying to justify the price. Whereas if you say it's £189 for the 6 week program, how do you feel? Or it's £189 for the 6 weeks, should we get you started? And then say nothing, and trust me, like, that is like, it's super awkward. It feels really strange. It feels really uncomfortable. Even if it's face-to-face, and like if I was selling to Jess now and I reveal the price, don't say anything and let them be the first person to say, yeah, or oh, I'm unsure, or whatever it is, because that opens it up for you to reply back with whatever you need to sell. So again, the number one tip there is if you're selling, reveal the price, then go quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, almost always have a backup as well. So if you've revealed the price and they've gone, oh, still not sure, then you could go with, well, we could either get you down for a consultation if you're still unsure, or you could say fully refundable for the first week if you come in and you don't like it, that kind of thing, something to like back it up. Even when you say refundable, it's fully refundable and we only offer it because no one ever says yes.
Yeah, and that's a massive part. Don't feel, maybe you've done a coaching program with someone else before, or maybe you've always done something in a certain way. Don't feel like you have to stick to it. And like we've just said there, we'll either sell on the phone, or if that wasn't going great, then we'll try and get them in face to face. And if we've given the price and they're not going to pay in full, is there maybe, like we said, pay in full, but we'll give you a total refund if you don't enjoy it after the first 7 days, or pay your 50% deposit today and you pay the second lot in 2 weeks' time. Whatever it takes to get that sale, you don't have to reduce your price. You just have to make sure you get that sale. And then on top of that, what we've done a few times before is we've set the price for the 6 weeks, and they've stumbled and they're not going for it. So we've said, oh, you know what? We've actually got an offer on at the minute. You get an extra 2 weeks for that same price, and that's made a lot of sales quicker. Yeah,
it's almost just like giving them a little bit of something extra, even if you offer it to everybody, make them feel like it's just for them.
Because then it just gets that sale that you haven't reduced your price, so you're still getting your same money, and technically they're just filling that extra space in the session just for 2 weeks. And if that extra 2 weeks gets them onto a monthly and you get them to 18 months or 60 months on a nice long-term client, then you're good to go from there. So now let's say somebody's purchased today, but their sessions or their program doesn't start for like 2 or 3 weeks. How can we stop them having buyers?
So that was always a big one that we spoke about. Our program started every 3 weeks. So if someone's buying like day one and they've got 3 weeks to wait, how do you keep them interested? So first off, using automations and things like that to make sure you're still contacting them all the time and that you're not like you're not being forgotten about. And we chose to do an onboarding. So everybody that was coming to the onboarding got put in a group chat. The group chat was only admins posting, so like we were the only people that could message in it, but it keeps it fresh in their mind. Other people being in there shows them that there's interest in it, even if it's like just you and your coaches until you get more people interested. Just keeping people interested and listening and like giving them all the information, things like this is how you sign up for your booking app, this is what to expect on our onboarding session. And then closer to the time you can open it up and they can all speak to each other about how excited they are to get going. And it stops people thinking, oh, I'm not so sure now, I want a refund.
Yeah, and that's massive. The more you can kind of get them to start engaging and commit to the program, if there's a big delay in it starting, the more likely they are to commit. And one of the biggest things Jess didn't mention there was we'd actually asked them what their t-shirt size was ready for when they start. We didn't actually get the t-shirt until they actually did their first or second week. But by saying we were going to get their t-shirt ready for the start, that makes them feel like, oh, you know what? They're investing in me as much as I'm investing in myself on this program. So it kind of gets them stuck. Anything else you think we've missed?
I do think the t-shirt one's almost a bit of like a conversation as well, because you can say like, what size is it? And then they'll come back to you and then you say, what color do you want? And things like that. And you open it up to a full conversation and it keeps them like coming in, and also just keeping in contact with them, because if they do start having questions, if they feel like they can reach out to you and you can answer those questions, you're going to get there before they think, oh, I don't want to come anymore.
Nice. So hopefully there are the four things that are really going to help you close more sales and get more people signing up to your fitness business through chasing them down, selling to them, buyer's remorse and everything else like that. If you enjoyed today's episode, as usual, do let us know in the comments and don't forget to subscribe. And if you've got any specific topics you'd like Jess to come on and talk about again in regards to sales or anything, do let us know too. We'll speak to you all on next week's episode. Cheers.